Good evening. The thing about this now that I had to try to talk like a Canadian. I was warned to admonished to speak slowly. So I'll try my best to discipline myself to speak slowly like a Canadian so that you can understand what I'm saying. I bring you greetings from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. While my name is Cephas Ford, the middle name, Trouble, with a capital T. That's a joke on the side. And from my better half, Marlene Ford, my two sons, Asher and Ashroy, from the local church there in St. Vincent, from Brother Bernard James from Grenada, also Brother Crofton Lewis and family from Trinidad. Greetings from the beautiful island of the seas, the Caribbean. You know, things was going through my mind what to share while I'm here, if I'm being given the opportunity to do that. I was planning to share on the 9th of July, but I discovered that camp will be over by then. So I was asked to change the 9th to tonight. And I'm so happy. You know, I was going to ask Brother Smith to at least sing a song pertaining to what I have to share. I'm glad I didn't ask him, because you already have the message already. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. We want to share a little about the blood, the Redeemer. Christ is our Redeemer. The importance about the blood. Well, I'm sad to be away from home, but I'm glad to be still at home. This is my home. We are blood-washed brothers and sisters. And thank God for that. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies, for they are ever of old. We ask that your Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us in this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen. We are called to be overcomers. We are called to overcome all things. If you were to look in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, 7, and 8, and you could keep these for some notes, otherwise you might be here till the morning if you had to read all these scriptures. We are all called to be overcomers. But it is important for us to know who called us, why he called us, what he wants to do with your life and mine. Christ is the one who have called us. He chose us to be his sons and his daughters. Not only sons and daughters, but he chose us to manifest his power within our life. So he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So we are called to overcome. We are called to be the head are not the tail. God said we are going to make it. We are going to make it to the raging storm. Don't worry about the thunder. We are not going under. For the Master is on board. He paid the price by shedding his blood. So we no need to worry. We will overcome. The Master is on board. He is the master of the sea. Hallelujah. And he wants to be the master of your life and mine. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, you can keep those in your notes. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 25. Genesis chapter 3, from verse 1 to 6. God made man in his image and in his likeness. And he gave unto man a helpmeet, a suitable helper. God gave his command. He placed him in the Garden of Eden. He told him what to partake of and what not to partake of. He placed in the garden the tree of good knowledge and evil. But somehow, as we know the story well, the serpent attacked Eve. I don't know where was Adam. He was supposed to be there to give protection, but he wasn't there. The enemy attacks the mind of Eve. Did God say that you shall not eat? Eve listened, and then she began to reason. Yes, God said it. Don't you see that this tree is good to eat of? God know that the day that you eat thereof, you will know the difference between good and evil. I don't know how long Eve think about what Satan said to her, the serpent, but she gave in. The will to choose that God had given to her, she listened to the voice of the enemy, and death came into being. Her husband came along from where he was, and Eve just gave the food, whatever is the food or what, and he ate. He didn't ask a question. It is said that it is easier, and don't be offended by this, right? It is easier for a man to follow a woman than for a woman to follow a man. Adam just eats. He didn't ask a question. Remember, God promised Abram to multiply him. So Sarah think, well, it is too long waiting. So she said, Adam, I can't wait so long. He went into a maid, she told him, and he followed. So when some trouble come along, Sarah said, you know, Hagar is despising me. Abram, get out. And he just did. But it is important for you and me to give over ourselves to God. The serpent attacked the mind. He accomplished his mission, and he thought all was over. He had won. Satan is still attacking the mind today. The thief come not to, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy it. If we lose our mind, we are in total confusion. But thanks be unto God, God sent Christ to shed his blood for your redemption and my redemption. So Adam gave over his will to the enemy, and death came into being. For in Adam all died, so in Christ, the second Adam, all shall be made alive. So he thought that he win the war, the enemy, in the Garden of Eden. But when Jesus came on the scene, praise God, in another garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, when he said to his disciples, can you watch with me for an hour? They were fast asleep. He go to them again and they were sleeping. He go again and they were sleeping. Their eyes were heavy. The Bible said that Christ was in such agony. The angel came and ministered unto him. And as he prayed and the agony in his life, his sweat was sweat of blood. Hallelujah. The brother was one there. He paid that price for you and for me. So we no longer had to go the way of Eve and Adam. Because Christ has paid the price of my redemption and your redemption. Redemption of the mind. That we all can have the mind of Christ. No longer will the enemy be able to rule us. Because we have someone who has paid the price for us. That my mind can be free. That I can think straight. That the worries of the day will not be able to destroy me. The stress of the day will not be able to confuse me and keep me down. Because Christ has paid that price for the redemption of my mind. I can think straight. Whom the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Let the storm rage. The thunder rolls. I'm not going to go under. For Christ has paid the price for my redemption. For my deliverance. Hallelujah. So I can now present myself unto him. As Romans 12, 1 to 2 said, present yourself as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. One translation put it, which is our spiritual worship. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That we will prove what is that good and acceptable gift of the Lord. When we are troubled, the enemy tries to trouble us with our mind, plead the blood. Hallelujah. The importance of the blood of Christ. You know, in the Old Testament, you notice that Look to Leviticus. Blood was sprinkled 7 times for complete cleansing. And when we look at the life of Christ, he shed his blood also 7 times for our complete redemption. Something technology. Praise God. Thank you very much, brother. So Satan is still attacking the mind. He comes to steal our joy, to destroy our mind, to destroy our home, our marriage. He comes to divide us. If he destroys the home, the local church will be destroyed. But he can't make that. For the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But there is a point I want to assure us this evening. The local church is made up of the home. So if the home is corrupt, what we will bring is corruption. Isn't that so? If the home is in order, when we come together, we will bring order. If the home is in disorder, you're going to have trouble. When the home is in order, the elders and the deacons have less job to do. You understand that? Because order is coming. Oh, hallelujah. So we are workers together. That responsibility just comes a bit easier because each life and home are walking in the order of God. It is said, I have a few notes here to keep me in check instead of going here and there. The three worst mental enemies we face with each day: worry, doubt, and fear. But Christ already paid the price to destroy these three enemies. We no longer had to live a life of worry. We no longer had to live a life of doubt and a life of fear. Christ has paid that price for us. He is our Redeemer. He is our Deliverer. Whom the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Whatever is worrying you today, whatever doubt or fear, Christ paid that price so we can walk in freedom. We can walk with a peace of mind because of what Jesus did, the price that he paid for us. If the mind is sick, the whole body is sick. But I thank God, the second Adam, oh, hallelujah, he paid that price. He is our Redeemer. He is our complete freedom. Adam have his struggles, so will we. Is anyone here without struggles? Anyone without problem? The problem is not the problem, but the problem is how we handle the problem. If we allow Christ to handle those problems, we'll be all right. But most of the time we feel that we are so mature, we can handle our own problem, we can handle our own affairs, and before you know it, we bring more debt and sorrows to our life. life everlasting belongs to us. The freedom of the mind is important. Christ paid for that. So I can think straight because of the price he paid. My mind is renewed because the sweats in the garden were sweats of blood. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. He paid the price for that. So when the enemy attack our mind, plead the blood. Naturally, Mr. Lord, what I have done, I'm guilty. But he is saying, don't plead guilty. Plead the blood. Hallelujah. There is where our redemption lies. The blood. At the cross where I first saw the light. The burden of my heart rolled away. Hallelujah. There is power mighty in the blood. Power to save. Power to keep. Power to satisfy. So when we walk the road, it's a blood-washed saint that is walking there with the power of the Almighty within him our whole life. We need to recognize the price that is paid for us. We need to make use of that which Jesus have done for you and me. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Praise God. Thank God for the blood. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Christ has paid for that. We can be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ prevail in you. When the thoughts begin to come into your mind, you realize that they are not of God. They shall no longer prevail. You can't stop the planes from flying over your head. Anybody here can stop them from flying over their head? Oh, let me put it this way. You can't stop the birds from flying over your head. But you can stop the birds from making a nest in your head. You realize that? We can stop the enemy from making a nest in our head. Because if there is a nest in our head, we will not be able to think straight. We will not be able to glorify God. We will not be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. But Jesus came to destroy that nest. Oh, hallelujah. So I mean you, we can walk in freedom. We can walk in liberty. Oh, glory be to God. We are redeemed. Not with corruptible things as silver and gold. But we are redeemed with his precious blood.
the blood of Christ. Philippians 1:27. Praise God. Only let their conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that he stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together, not against each other, for the faith of the gospel. If we follow the mind of the flesh, we all will go our separate ways. Why there is unity? It's because of the mind of Christ. As human beings, we like to go our own way. We like to do our own thing. We don't like to be told what to do. We don't like correction. Is that true? As human beings. But thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. He came to set us free, so that we can work together. We can talk together. We can have fellowship together. And our fellowship will be sweet because of the price Jesus paid. We are blood washed brothers and sisters. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 7 to 8. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ. So whatever is struggling our mind today, let the enemy know. The time of deliverance is now. Not tomorrow. Now. Our tomorrow will be today. Now. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Because of the price that Jesus paid, we can all think about things that are lovely, things that are pure, things that are for good report. Bondage is not for the child of the King. Freedom belongs to us. Colossians chapter 3. Reading from verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind, set your desire on things above, not on things on the earth. Solomon said that all that is under the sun is vanity and vexation of spirit. And how true that is. We are called to set our mind on things above, For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory.
That shall be an everyday experience. He appeareth in us. He dwells in us. He moves in us. Hallelujah. His Spirit unites us as one. The Spirit of God, sometimes I said, is like, I don't know if I could use this phrase in Canada, if you'll understand that. Like you're building a bricks house with bricks, concrete blocks. The Spirit of God there is like the mortar that you rest on the blocks and you put another blocks on and you put another one. And the mortar keeps those blocks together, making them one. Hallelujah. Once our mind was so divided from him, that couldn't be accomplished. But because of the redemption of our mind, we can be knitted together as one. Peter said we are lively stone. I built up a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifice. Thank God for Jesus. Thank him for our Redeemer. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you came and you paid the price. You go back to the Father, but you leave the Spirit with us to lead us and to guide us into all truth. I hope I'm talking slow enough for you to understand. Otherwise, it'll be useless talking here. Sounding like a barbarian, and then you don't understand what I'm saying. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Put them to death. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil constituency, covetousness, which is idolatry. I can read that verse fast because you have your Bible, you follow that. Put these things to death. Don't they realize, and I may repeat myself sometime, that if we don't have a good mind, naturally, we can't function. If our mind has been destroyed, we will not be able to function properly. Satan is trying to destroy it, your mind and my mind. We had to say to him, the blood is against you. Christ have shed that blood for my complete redemption. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which he also walks sometime when you live in them. And you go on further. To live in something, your mind must be set on that. To abide in a certain place, for you to be comfortable, your mind must be there also. He said he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. But we are living in a world today. Our mind needs to be renewed and be in control. There are so many things that distract us. There are some people today, they will spend hours after hours on the Facebook. Their mind is set on that. Is that true or that false? It's true. That's where your mind is. Lord, I think this morning there are things that are good that will keep us away from Christ. As good as the Facebook may be to communicate, we have to be very careful that it don't keep us away from the things of God. When our mind is supposed to be stayed on Him, our mind is being stayed on the worldly pleasures. So we become weakling. And there become no strength in us to enable us to move on. But Christ is saying unto us, I want to change your life. I want to change the concept of your living. I want to renew that mind. I want to give you a peace of mind. Oh, hallelujah. That you can be at rest in spite of the storm. The Facebook cannot give it to you. You realize that? The pleasures of today cannot give you that. The world is filled with a lot of frustration, stress, worries, confusion. For us to make it, our mind must be stayed on Him. Hallelujah. For us to be able to overcome, we must be focused. And if we are focused on Him, He will do the work in your life and my life that needs to be accomplished. He set my mind free that I can worship Him in spirit and in truth. That there should be that connection between Him and me. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers must worship me in spirit and in truth. And that can only happen with a renewed mind. Oh, hallelujah. He wants us to shine as we have never shined before. If we are shining like a 25-watt bulb, He needs us to shine to 30. If we are shining like a 30-watt, He wants us to shine like a 40, then a 50, a 60, a 70, until all the darkness are being dispelled. Oh, hallelujah. Shine, for our light have come. Shine, because the blood of Jesus Christ is available to you and to me. Let us make use of it, that we can shine as we have never shined before. You realize if you have a 20-watt bulb and it's shining, there's going to still be some darkness there. But if the watt is being increased, the darkness is going to dispel. Thank God for the blood. Christ, our great Redeemer, have shed that price for us. God bless you.